Actor Denzel Washington stars in an upcoming sequel to the historical drama Gladiator. His performance begs a question. Is it okay to play a historical figure with an American accent?
Whose head could I give you that would satisfy this fury?
The entire Roman armies.
NPR's Chloe Veltman reports.
Gladiator 2 doesn't come out till November, but the recent release of the trailer has prompted a lot of online chatter about the actors' accents, especially Denzel Washington's. Here are TikTokers Mr. Movie Must Knows, Naja, and Trey the Cage.
The new trailer for Gladiator 2 looks incredible, but is anyone else distracted by Denzel Washington in this thing?
If he really wanted to use an accent, if he was directed to use an accent, then he would have.
What accent is he supposed to have?
That's an excellent question. Gladiator 2 is set in ancient Rome. Classic scholar Eleanor Dickey says it was a linguistic melting pot.
The Roman citizen body had people who came from an enormous number of different places. Tons of Africans, tons of Greeks, and tons of Gauls.
Dickey says the most important languages were Greek and Latin.
And the ones who spoke Latin, many of them were not native speakers of it. And the ones who were native speakers of it didn't all necessarily speak the same kind of Latin.
There were some people in Rome from the country that centuries later would become known as England. Dickey says most of us wouldn't recognise the language those people spoke.
There was no such thing as English in the 3rd century.
But Hollywood has never concerned itself too much with the facts.
We simply expect to hear characters in a film set in ancient Rome speaking in RP, in received pronunciation, that sort of Queen's or King's English accent. It's just a convention, though.
Dialect coach Eric Singer's resume includes helping California native Austin Butler perfect his Mississippi accent in Elvis.
There's a lot of people saying a lot of things, but in the end, you gotta listen to yourself.
Singer says RP English is a prestige accent, so it's obvious for filmmakers to associate it with colonial power.
Roman Empire, British Empire, there's something there that sort of makes sense.
As a result, RP has been standard issue for movies set in the ancient world, including Cleopatra back in 1963.
I want that understood.
And Agora from 2009.
Continue to do the same thing over and over again.
Singer says some filmmakers are becoming more thoughtful about what accents to use for movies set in faraway places and times.
You can have everybody speak RP, you can have everybody speak accents and kind of try to match them to the class. And then there's sort of no plan at all.
It's hard to know how much thought went into the accent choices for Gladiator 2. Neither the production company nor the dialect coach responded to NPR's requests for comment. Judging by the trailer, the accents do seem to be all over the map, from Irish actor Paul Mescal's RP English,
"But a slave could take revenge against an emperor,"
to Lior Raz's native Israeli-inflected speech.
"The arena turns slaves into gladiators, the gladiators into free men."
As for Denzel Washington, dialect coach Eric Singer says the actor's voice and delivery are so familiar, people tend to tune out subtle changes. He says they think Washington is using his normal accent, even when he's not. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.